Hundreds of Kenyan doctors protested in the streets today demanding better pay and working conditions. It's a nationwide strike entering its second week. This is SRN News.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need each day on the Trish Regan Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
The Democrats keep getting this one wrong. They think that they can just flip states. If suddenly all the Hispanics are going to vote for Joe Biden. And in fact, what you're actually seeing in places like Texas is Hispanics. They're overwhelmingly coming out in favor of Trump.
Subscribe to the Trish Regan Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, here we go. Another Friday, another storm system to deal with. Showers and thunderstorms will dominate the forecast through tonight, but I think the most likely time will be in the afternoon and also in the evening hours tonight. I don't think the rainfall amounts will be excessive with today's high held down by clouds and showers, 64. Tonight's low, 56. Tomorrow, there could be a leftover shower early in the day, but I think Saturday afternoon we improve with a high around 69. Sunday's the better day with a high in the lower 70s and plenty of sunshine, and Monday is dry. Another storm system arriving Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey and state lawmakers unveiled a set of bills Thursday with the goal of getting Alabamians back to work. Alabama has one of the lowest workforce participation rates in the country. The seven-bill package called Working for Alabama aims to help Alabamians get back to work. A 73-year-old woman was hospitalized after a late Wednesday night house fire. Firefighters responded in the 100 block of Pocahontas Road near the East South Boulevard just after 9 p.m. and extinguished the blaze. The victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. The Alabama House of Representatives has passed an age verification proposal that is advancing to the Senate. HB 164 would require age verification measures by adult entertainment websites and impose a 10% tax for adult content sold to users logging in from IP addresses in Alabama. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And wait.
go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people. If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. We appreciate you listening to the show. Today is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country. It is a Friday, the 22nd day of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope your morning has gone well, and I hope the last 21 hours since we last visited have gone well as well. The ladies of Liberty are here. Amy Beth Shaver, Allison Sinclair. Sky's here. Paca is with us as well.
What's up, Parker?
Some of my kids were teaching me different things to say, like... I didn't know that English, well, a version of English, is very much like Manchurian.
What does that mean?
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Right now?
A heart attack. And Parker probably knows. Manchurians, you can say different words by just changing the inflection slightly, right?
Sure.
Okay.
So, can you give an example?
it means it's different. So, what was it? They do too much. Y'all do too much is different than y'all do too much.
Yeah, there are different messages
on how you say it. So yesterday I had lessons on where to put the inflections to make sure that the accusation of it that y'all do too much.
That's like sarcastic, right? That's like y'all are doing. This is too much.
It's like you're doing too much means you're acting up. You're getting in trouble. You were doing too much.
So there's another. You're doing too much. Like they're trying too hard. That's another.
It's called trying too hard. What do they call it?
I said they're doing all the things. You know that kind of stuff.
They're doing all the things.
I feel like
overactor. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you? Katie. So it's like you say. Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
What? Oh,
thank
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, like,
oh, okay.
thank you.
Yes, that's what it's like. Yeah. That's what it's like.
Okay.
It's very similar.
I get it.
And I don't think I remember exactly, because me saying
Parker
now.
Parker was like, what did I do?
He's like, I don't, thank you. Thank you, Parker.
I said Katie Britt's name for a second. You're excited about it.
Thank you.
She's very excited about it. Sky, give us an update. What's going on? How's the wife?
Well, it's nice to have her back home in Montgomery at the Encompass Rehab Hospital. No real change yesterday. I got out there yesterday afternoon to see her, and we spent a little time together. She was tired. They've been doing 3 hours of physical therapy in the mornings. So after 27 days, and most of them in ICU.
Has it really been 27 days?
29 days today. Well, at 1 o'clock, it'll be 29 days anyway.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's still very weak, and but we're continuing to. She's in the right place though. That she needs to get some good physical therapy, and that's the place to do it. So, please continue to pray for Martha, and let's bring this thing on through. Get her home is the goal right now. We should have an update, a status report. Going to meet with the directors out there Monday, I believe, is the schedule, and get a plan of action and see where we're at.
Okay. So, sounds good.
Well, we'll keep getting updates. Everybody, please continue to pray for Martha's full, complete recovery, and believe what you ask for will be done.
Very good. Very good. So what do y'all have going on? I know that... March Madness has begun, and I didn't even get a bracket done.
I didn't get a bracket done.
I gave you
Shane.
So many opportunities.
I know you did.
Everybody warned me. You told me. Sky told me. Everyone told me. And then I was like, "Well, I'll do it." You know, the games will start tonight with Thursday night. But no, they start like at lunchtime. Yeah. And once you miss that first game, you can't.
It's out.
You can't do it.
It's out. But
so I've got to wait another year.
Well, you do, and it's fine. And
you
next year will
bracket.
Be. You did?
You could.
I could not.
Oh, it's done too?
I'm not doing
Iowa.
It. I just will not.
I'm
could
for
not,
Iowa.
Will not.
Because women shouldn't play basketball.
The father of a female NCAA athlete does not want to do
that. Not doing the women's racket. I'm not doing the women's racket.
Well, Parker.
Bow wow.
I'm telling you, the dogs were let out and we almost won.
We almost won.
I mean,
it was real close.
It was an amazing game. What do you think about that call?
And because y'all are Samfordites.
If anybody wonders, we both graduated from
Samford.
Wait,
I went to Samford, too. We all three.
College in Tennessee.
I went to Samford for 2 years and then transferred and finished at Tennessee.
They stole that game from Samford last
night. I agree with you.
That was a horrible call.
It was a terrible call. And I thought the refs...
Incredible.
It's not, and I thought the refs did a pretty good job throughout the game because there are some games where you see, and we've witnessed it, where they are there to help guide the game. This time, though, I felt like it was fair, and like you said, how many points were we down? That was during my
22.
Nap time. I was napping.
Yeah.
And then Chris was like, "Wake up!" And so I just napped.
Yeah, I got ready to go to bed. I was in bed. Then I looked at it before. I'm like, "Oh, we're down by only three," so I'd watch it. While my wife was sleeping, I'm like, hopefully, and start, you know, screaming. Hopefully, didn't wake her up. But yeah, that was all ball. But you can't. Yeah. I guess they just assume it's all. They just assume it's.
I thought
a foul.
They could. I thought they could review things in the last 2 minutes. Is that not?
I guess not.
Non-reviewable call there for some reason.
Oh,
all the reviews
kind of
and all
call.
The time that they take wasting.
Yes.
it's incredible. That's
so you can't review a foul call on a shot, but you can review whether or not their elbow accidentally got up too high and was it a, you know, class. I don't think they call it class, but class one flagrant foul. You know?
Yeah. Yes.
Clearly. That just took all the momentum out of that Samford had built.
It right really did. I think, though, for Bucky, people are going to be looking him up. I think the respect that they gained is incredible because people were already for them, even though, you know, Kansas is a blue blood, and kudos to them. I thought that was really good. And what I love more than anything, this is a fun fact, is behind the bench is Dwayne Rebol, who was Bucky's coach, Mitch Cole's coach, who was the assistant coach, and who was my husband's coach. And so... He is a legend in this area and an amazing man. And so just to see that part of it, that's what I also love, is the coaching and the relationships that get to happen. Even though they didn't win, I was very proud to see, like, Dwayne was there and then these guys were there. And they're all affected by one person in a really good way. But I think Bucky could be up for some jobs.
Sure, yeah, I know. I'm like, how long, much longer are we going to get to keep him? But I will say, I
think he's been there 2 years.
This is the third season. And they've done really well, like, the whole time.
He has an ability. He was the old Mountain Brook coach, right?
Yes, he was. His dad was Judge McMillan.
I did not hear anybody say Stanford. which I was very excited to hear. Nobody accidentally said that.
Stanford instead of Samford.
Oh, you're right.
So that was, well, you know, we had those Sam, not Stan shirts.
Yes, I do. I ended up just saying, yes, I go to Stanford.
That's
when people would be like, you go to Stanford.
That's why you went to Stanford.
Did you not see, and wasn't it fun to see their faces fall?
No, I love seeing the Kansas people frustrated and scared. It's
wasn't
like watching
Alabama
fans.
It was fantastic. So I do fun. Have to give a shout out, though, because we have
our friend,
our school, Oak Mountain High School graduate who plays for Kansas, Wilder Evers. So congratulations to him. Awesome. And I mean, I think when Samford hasn't been on that stage that often, and that's a whole new level of scrutiny and attention. I originally had Kansas winning, and then I changed it to Samford.
Yeah, I'd say the Final Four. That was.
You said Samford was going to the Final Four?
I'm a homer.
How are you beating me? Okay, so we all did brackets.
Not in that bracket, I don't think.
Oh.
I have multiple brackets.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm the only girl in the bracket.
It's not going well. Just,
no, I'm dead last.
I think I'm in like first
place. I mean, in the,
so
in the
how
group.
Did you how did you make your decisions on teams?
thanks for the invite, by the way. I didn't know we were doing brackets.
Parker was in charge of it.
Okay. I didn't do anything. I'm not in any brackets.
That's my.
Y'all had an opportunity, and I decided I was just gonna play like I guess the control group and do the. A B C D. Oh, I like their colors. Oh, they're, you know, whatever it is. But I did use some logic. I'm like, well, all the top seeds can't always win. So I'll go with number 13, yeah. Whatever. But apparently, if you know a little bit, it can help you out a lot because I am losing badly.
So the other thing that we talked about, my boys play at 12:45 today. We play San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be a great game.
True TV.
I don't know if it's True or TNT.
It's TNT.
I can't remember. We got
TNT.
A text.
TNT. Yes.
Okay.
And so that could be another upset special. I think they'll match up well, and we'll set everybody's in good spirits. So I think this is going to be fun because they would like
so
to
hang
around
and
play.
So now we
got to
be for UAB since Samford didn't get there.
Yeah, you got
to
be.
How mad will y'all be if it's another crazy call at the end to get rid of another?
You know what? We've had so many crazy calls during the year that. The guys know how to respond to that, and now they don't. Unless JD goes a little nuts, and he's been known to shove people.
Right.
And which means my son plays, and I'm not sad about that.
Right.
But they're used to it.
Okay.
Because we have terrible refs, and that's just not the mom in me. This is like
is
other players around me, and parents right. are like, yeah, did you
American
see that call in so-and-so game? Mm-hmm. And so we're like, dude, can we just get some good refs this time? Just be fair. That's all we're asking for. Yeah. And then they do the makeup calls. They did that when we were playing Temple, and we were up by 20, and they tried to chip away and help Temple take the game.
At least get it closer.
I even recognize
that. Get closer for television.
Yes, exactly. So, but the other fun thing we talked about is brownies. And you asked me why I recorded my oldest child or my youngest child asking about brownies. Because Allison, I don't know about y'all, but when a game's on in my house, I make
snacks.
Sweets.
You gotta have some
I make
snacks.
Sweets. Mm-hmm. And I should have put butter in the brownie mix. I used olive
like
oil. And Molly.
A recipe or
it was a recipe and this food blog Love and Lemon says use olive oil if you don't have canola oil. I should have just used butter. That was my mistake. And then Molly had to go through the litany of all the things I failed at, like the salty salad.
I have never heard of the salty salad.
Well, I forgot about the salty salad, Scott. I don't want you to know everything bad about me.
It's salad.
Well, I know, but I put too much salt in the dressing that I dressed the salad with.
You didn't sprinkle salt onto the lettuce.
Just in the homemade salad dressing. Do y'all try to make homemade salad
dressing?
That's
hard.
Yeah.
Molly
we usually
said
leave
she
out the
had
salt.
Given her life to unsheathing a chicken, a roasted chicken. So we had to throw that away. Then she brought up the biscuits, and then she told me that the olive oil brownies were horrible.
What did they taste like? Honestly,
she said earth.
Really? You can just taste the olive oil.
I've had
dirt.
Have you done the
it
applesauce
tastes,
brownies?
It's savory.
Those are good.
That's what my mom says too, but it's no.
I mean, but butter.
Just do brownies.
God made butter to make us happy.
Yeah.
Right.
It's natural.
And you know what I did? I accidentally had to run to Winn-Dixie and get
the box.
Betty Crocker.
There we go.
Betty does. Yeah,
I
she's
saved
got
the day.
Again. And not.
So are y'all doing the seed oils? I thought seed oils were bad for y'all.
All
they
oils
they are.
Seed oil.
olive oil.
Is it?
No, it's not. But I'm talking about canola oil is a seed oil.
I don't have canola oil. That's why I thought I could use olive oil.
Is it a regular vegetable?
Yeah, what can we, like, can we
is
I
it
use
regular
avocado
vegetable
oil?
Yeah,
is that,
I think that's
avocado
okay.
Avocado oil? Coconut oil?
I think coconut oil is okay.
Anything that's expensive is fine.
But canola, peanut, sunflower, safflower, right, all that stuff is bad.
It's bad.
It's
cottonseed oil. It is killing us.
Is peanut oil bad, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
peanut.
Chick-fil-A.
I thought that was the thing.
Yeah, wait, am I wrong about Chick-fil-A is really bad
it
for
might
you,
be
actually.
Really bad.
We're having that at lunch for
it's
our
not good.
Snack.
Is it really?
There's MSG
somebody said
in our
there's
Chick-fil-A.
Like 50 ingredients in a.
Yeah,
Chick-fil-A
it's not
nugget
good.
Or
I saw
Chick-fil-A.
That. This is TikTok getting this.
I don't have TikTok. Instagram.
I'll just eat at Pizza Grace and hope that's
oh,
natural.
I love Pizza Grace so much.
Again, expensive. It's okay.
It's good. Yeah, it's fine.
But it's so tasty. Okay, so everybody, this weekend, does Auburn just destroy Yale?
Yes.
Yes.
I chose Auburn. Orange. But I'm so used to losing that whether it's politics or football, but basketball gives me hope.
It does, me too.
I've got Auburn making the Final Four, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Okay.
That's a famous Auburn line, too, kind of like hindsight's 50-50. Basketball gives me hope. We'll be back.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. N4-124.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville, and we've got the blinds and we've got the shades. At Just Blinds, we've got roller shades, banded shades, honeycomb shades, woven shades, fabric shades, and solar shades. And while we've got all the latest and greatest in shades, don't forget Just Blinds in Prattville is also your trusted source for shutters, draperies, and of course, blinds. At Just Blinds, we're more than just blinds. Visit our showroom in Prattville or browse our online showroom by visiting gojustblinds.com.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Lots of stuff going on. The tournament, the basketball tournament is, you know, the good thing about America is that we can focus on sports from time to time, but a lot of other things happening out there. Have y'all seen the, there's a new article out. Remember how we were talking about fasting and intermittent fasting?
Yes.
And it's supposed to be so great for you and all this?
Ooh, can I guess what the article says?
Yes.
Because I haven't seen it.
But it's going to be interesting because there's a little twist,
How about, I'm guessing, this is Scott's version of News in a Hot Flash, but you're a man and you don't do those things.
No, I do not.
I'm guessing they're attacking fasting.
Well, yes. Intermittent fasting. This is a story by Martha Forcade and Bloomberg over at Fortune. Intermittent fasting linked to a 91% increase in risk of death from heart disease. I don't know if I believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
91%?
Who paid for the study?
So the safety of intermittent fasting, a popular strategy to lose weight by limiting food intake to certain times, was called into question by a surprise finding from research presented at a medical meeting.
Hold on.
The American... there you go. Well, it's the American Heart Association.
Yes.
I don't know. But aren't they the ones who... helped come up with the food pyramid thing?
They came up with the food pyramid. They love selling statins, which, as it turns out, don't do anything. And so it took me until this year before my husband finally said, always ask who did the study.
Mm-hmm.
Who paid for it? Because it's always going to go out on their favor, which makes sense. But you think that your doctors would actually be honest and those associations would tell the truth?
Well, here's the interesting part. The researchers were
the
led by Victor Zhang of the Shanghai Jiao Tong University School of Medicine.
Say that again.
It won't be the same way. Of the Shanghai Jiao Tong University School of Medicine, they looked at 20,000 adults. The death data ranged from 2003 to 2019, so that would be pre-COVID.
Yep.
And it included the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. The study looked at answers to questionnaires along with death data from 2003 to 2019, blah, 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 blah. And they say, look, because it relied on forms that required patients to recall what they ate over a certain number of days, there was room for potential inaccuracies.
Did they include the part that in China and in Japan, part of the problem that they have with heart disease is all of the grilled food that they have? I mean, I'm being serious. Did they include that in the study?
No, I'm for grilled food. Grilled food's good for you.
But they are saying they have it to such an extensive level that also affects their hearts differently than it does
ours. But it was Americans.
It was Americans?
It was Chinese folks, but they were studying the data from 20,000 Americans. Yeah. Fasting patients were more likely to be younger men with higher body mass index and food insecurity.
Oh, please.
Do men have food insecurity?
Well, I'm being serious. I think populations of people do, but I don't know how men. But here's the thing about intermittent fasting. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks that you can just like eat what you want. Mm-hmm. In the times where you're eating, you can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're fasting, but you're still eating McDonald's and all the junk, that doesn't really matter. So I would like to see what they were eating and if they were on kind of a clean diet. But also, intermittent fasting has other benefits besides weight loss with the cell turnover and healing and all that kind of thing. So I don't know. You always have to dig kind of deeper.
You know what I think? Been thinking about this one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think we were probably designed by God to kind of eat when we're hungry. And if we only ate when we're hungry, we probably have some of the benefits of intermittent fasting. Because I eat sometimes when it's just time to eat.
Right.
And I think we being human beings, are always looking for the pill we could take or the regimen we could do, the works we could do. Mm-hmm. So we come up with all these things like, you know, before intermittent fasting, there was, you know, don't eat these foods together. Remember when that was the big fad? You don't need to eat, you know, meat and your vegetable or whichever vegetable this was, and don't do that. And if you don't do that, you're going to be super healthy. Before that, there was the juicing thing. Yeah. And then now we've figured out after the juicing was the healthy thing, hey, look, you probably don't need to put the straight juice from all the fruits in there together. Otherwise, just get you a pack of sugar and suck it out.
Really?
Yeah, your juice is like super loaded with sugar because you don't get the rest of the apple. You don't get the rest of the thing. And also like blending everything up. Right. Blending was super huge. And now they're saying that your body is supposed to take the bite of the banana that you've chewed and the saliva's on it and the glob goes down and then it starts to dissolve. Well, you just accelerated all that by blending it into a mush and it just goes shooting into your system. Also not bad because God didn't make you with a blender. So I'm just saying that we keep coming up with all these things other than, hey, don't eat so much. Eat some good stuff for you. Yeah. And probably eat when you're hungry.
It makes sense.
It does.
I mean, that's the problem, is it makes sense.
But I can't sell many books. My book is three pages long.
You can't sell drugs. Yes. You can't sell any, like, drop in my office every 6 months. You can't sell that. You can't sell procedure. You can't do any of it.
Mm-hmm. There's no profit in...
That's the problem.
Eat less, eat good, eat when you're hungry.
Because... think about it. Who would believe, even though we've said it, you've said it, that they were paid to invert the food pyramid
to the opposite.
1981? Was it 81?
I think it was way before that.
50, I don't know.
I want to say 60-something.
It was really a long time ago. Chris Shaver gave me the date. Mm-hmm. I don't know. When he read the book, he was like, oh, holy cow.
Yeah.
It was the same time
that all of our moms were reading the mom magazines in the late 60s that said, cut out the fat, and then we got all sugar carved up.
Right.
Everything came along, and they were all determined, and there's a lot of older ladies still that are determined not to eat the fat.
Right.
Give me the sugar cereal.
Yeah.
Frosted-coated sugar bombs.
That's
going to
be good for my dinner.
Yes, and I'm not going to get fat because I didn't eat fat. But they told us that, and then we find out that an entity, was it the Heart Association that was paid?
The American Heart Association.
Was paid to do it. It's amazing what people do for pay.
Good grief. I'm glad we've solved all the world's problems.
Well, mostly. So we've got basketball out of the way. We've told people how to be healthy. What more could you ask for a weekend?
Not much, Scott.
There's some more good stuff. You want to know? No, because it'll be like news in a menopausal hot flash from a man. We're not doing it. Uh-uh. Hades still out there. Mm. We'll be back.
Tom Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Get away this spring with friends to have some fun and entertainment as you sail into the sunset on the Harriet 2 Getaway Cruise. Every Saturday evening this spring, the Harriet 2 sets sail up the river at 5 p.m. with live entertainment, tasty concessions, and bar specials. It's a magical time of the day with nature's beautiful scenery on the river and stunning sunset views. When the boat returns, the city's nightlife is waiting for you to explore. Book your getaway cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
At ASE Credit Union Financing, your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
We need to do something a little different to get workers into the workforce, not wait until 4 years after they graduate.
Adam Seeley and Eric West are launching Baldwin Prep Academy, getting high school students right out of school and into the workforce with skills absolutely in demand everywhere. It's a model being used across the country. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's another Friday and another Friday storm system with showers and thunderstorms, a good bet, especially in the afternoon and evening hours and well into the nighttime hours tonight. Temperatures held down a little bit by clouds and showers. 64 the high today, 56 the low tonight. Could be a leftover shower early on the day Saturday, but otherwise improvement Saturday afternoon, high 69. And then I think Sunday's a better day with a high in the lower 70s, plenty of sunshine. The next chance of rain coming in Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, where we deal with the issues that matter to people. Basketball, weight loss, healthy living. What are the lessons important from today? Referees will mess up a game. Sometimes on purpose. Sometimes just because they should, work on their craft more and work out less. What is the deal with all these referees being all pumped and jacked? You know what I'm saying? They all want to be...
Do they have NIL deals too?
I don't know if they do or not, but some of them really, I'm like, okay, be a little fatter and get your glasses examined. I also think refs should be able to unblow the whistle. Like, you know, in football, you
like,
throw...
Wait.
Yeah, no, I screwed it up. I was blowing it before him. You can throw a flag in football and they say, hey, no, we just wave the flag off. So in basketball, you ought to be able to go like... Because sometimes they blow it before the foul happens. They're like, I know it's coming. I know it's going.
Yes.
And the guy falls down. He's like, run to the other end of the court. Run to the other end. So something like, if you see it, because some you have to anticipate it.
You get like maybe three take backs a game or something.
Like a mulligan, a basketball mulligan.
Like just one review. Maybe we ought to give the coaches one review like they have in volleyball. Hey, look, you got to review that one. Let's review that. When the game is on the line, you changed everything with that. Let's review it. Because, and just see if he touched him or not.
Because what you don't see in football is that you do see in basketball is when they screw up, they give makeup calls.
Oh, you do? No, they do that. They do have that in football.
Do they have that in football? Because I noticed it last weekend and I was like, oh my gosh, that is a made-up call. I know that's a made-up call. Mm-hmm. And then they would do it on the other end.
A makeup call. Because I called this one or this happened. I'm going to make it even. I want to even it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's garbage.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that.
They should let me ref.
Yes.
I say mulligan basketball
calls.
The
hard time with basketball is if you miss the call, they're already on the other end of the court.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why basketball refs, I think, anticipate the fouls because they know, I mean, a split second later, the play is gone, the game has moved on, and they're like, and just let it go. So they'll blow them early, and then the foul doesn't occur, and they're stuck with it. Mm. I just think every so often they ought to be able to say, my bad.
Yeah.
Or something.
I like that.
You know?
I like that.
Is it like in baseball sometimes? You see the ref, the play will be at the plate, and the ref just stays for a minute, and the crowd's like, what's wrong with him? He's processing what he saw instead of immediately going, safe! Oh, crap, he was really out. That kind of thing. So give it a second. Maybe there ought to be something, at least in the NCAA tournament. So we got that fixed. We know not to cook brownies with olive oil. Also very big on people's agenda for the weekend. And we're not sure about this fasting
thing. All right,
so
we didn't come to a conclusion on fasting.
I think if it's in the Bible, I'm good with it.
Yeah, but they're doing it for spiritual reasons.
Well, but I also think that if it's in there, we may need to consider it.
Yeah, every day.
I go back to how...
Every day.
Okay.
Like the cavemen ate.
Yeah, how do we know that?
Early. Well, I mean.
We don't know.
Okay, forget.
Okay, no, I like this because this is what science is about. They just say, hey, look, the cavemen did so and so. The dinosaurs did so and so. We weren't there. We weren't there.
Forget cavemen. Okay. Forget
Adam and Eve, how they ate.
Like,
they ate all the time.
Most people back in the day didn't have a pantry or a refrigerator. They had to go out and pick their food or hunt their food or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there may be longer times between
ate. Yeah.
And so you would fast, not purposefully, but it wasn't this regular set eating schedule. I think that's kind of unnatural.
How do you think Adam and Eve did it?
They had to cultivate their food.
I'm not sure if they did or not to start with.
Well, maybe
she ate an apple pretty fast.
She did. She was hungry.
And she'd already been through everything else. She's like, I've ate all the other stuff. Oh, why can't I have that?
Yeah, and then everything died, and then they had to start...
Then they had to start working. Yeah. Then they had to start fasting.
I mean, because they were
fasting
vegetarians.
is a result of the fall of man.
I would say yes.
Well, but was Jesus fallen because he fasted when he was here and he wasn't?
Yeah, he fasted.
Well, I think
once every so often.
Maybe there's different kinds of fasting.
Yeah,
I think you should have fasting. But what about the folks who fast like every day? That's their thing. I fast all day, every day. I eat one meal. Not me, but I eat one meal. I don't know. We know people who swear by it.
So I have been trying to well, I did fast for several days, weeks actually, where I would eat dinner at like 5 or 6 and then I wouldn't
eat. So you intermittent fasted, which
yes.
Is
that just, not what we're talking about?
Yeah, we are. But okay. we were doing biblical fasting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Too. I think that, well, I was just doing it for health reasons.
Right.
Not to lose weight, but for the...
Do you feel super healthy?
I do feel better.
Okay.
I think because your body isn't always processing and digesting and having to send...
Yeah, I do think that.
Use that energy. Mm-hmm. But I listened to a podcast that's really good. And this nutritionist, whatever, she has some sort of number, I mean, letters behind her name, was saying, really, just don't eat 3 hours before you go to bed. And that is a significant, a good enough fast.
Really?
Stop eating.
You sleep better, too.
You sleep better. Your body can digest. Mm-hmm. And then whenever you wake up in the morning, you can break the fast. She's like, all the 16-hour, 20-hour, whatever, is not as significant as just don't eat for 3 hours before you go to sleep.
That actually makes sense.
I like that.
I didn't do that last night, and I feel terrible today. Let's go to James. James, welcome to the program.
Scott.
Hey, James.
Between I'm pivoting right there. I'm not going forward. I'm putting a period on the end of that sentence. I think if you'll get in the word, you will see that the Lord fasted for, I believe it was 40 days before the temptation.
I think somehow in this conversation we have blurred the lines between intermittent fasting that I'm going to eat 8 hours a day and fasting for a spiritual reason. I think we blurred those somehow.
Intermittent fasting that you're putting together, the two words, is actually just doing without. It's not fasting.
Fair enough.
Fasting is something where you are going to suspend food intake for, let's call it, 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And not because your stomach is giving you problems or you have other issues. It's the effort is to get closer to God.
That correct
is what that is about. God Almighty. All right. So, and I'm not an authority on this content, Scott. You know,
yes, sir.
In other words, anybody that's looking for answers is not listening to Scott or A Squared. They're getting in the Word. And if you get in the Word, I think you will see where you will read where the Lord Jesus says that when you fast, not if, but when. You know, you don't scrunch up your face so people wonder what's going on with you, and you don't rent your clothing or things like that. Like those that want people to, you know, like, is this cat fasting? You know, then those were during those days, people that are fasting this day and time, I don't know what they do unless they go around and say, well, you know, I'm fasting. I mean, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the guidelines that were laid out there. And I don't have command of them. It's not something that I do. I've listened to older gentlemen, and I'm 60. I've listened to older gentlemen say, well, you know, since I've fasted or since I have been fasting, I feel better, or there's some sort of comment to, and you know, a positive towards fasting. And again, we're back to when we fast as opposed to if.
You got it. James, I appreciate you, brother.
Scott, I appreciate the time. And remember, most all politicians except for Scott are just crooks.
James, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a great weekend. Charles the First of Dewey, don't go anywhere. And David, talking about fasting. We'll be back.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here.
the Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $9.95 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. We appreciate you listening to the show. We're going to finish up on this topic in un momento, but let's go back out to David. David, you want to talk about fasting or some version of it. We're all over the place. So, good morning. How are you?
Good, man. I have pretty much done it all as far as fasting.
Okay. For religious reasons or health reasons?
When in my 20s and 30s, I did extended fast 3 or 4 times a year, anywhere from 7 to 14 days at a time.
Oh, really? And how did that go?
Yeah. It's amazing because the first time or two that you do it, it's rough because I was doing a complete fast. Generally, when I was doing those where it was water only.
Yeah.
And you start having headaches at about 3 days. And they last for about 3 to 4 days. But after that, 7-day point, they go away. And it's really kind of on cruise control from that point on. But the one thing that you don't realize is that your body is, when you're just doing a water fast, it's flushing the toxins out of your system. Sometimes you have to shower twice a day because you just literally stink.
You reek. Somebody else told me that, David, that you just, when the toxins start coming out, I was also told, and I think I've observed because I'm sedentary so much, go out first hot day, you're working, you go jog and you're really sweaty and you're like, oh my gosh, I can smell myself. That's the toxins that are supposed to be coming out in your sweat all the time. But since we don't sweat anymore, you don't get it out. Wow. So you're saying that happens when you do that long fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I've had to get away from doing extended fast simply because I'm 63. The older you get, you just don't have the energy reserves if you're working to, keep that
so
up.
That's my other question. So when you go on these long fasts, because I keep thinking that I want to do a 7-day.
Right.
I'm serious. I think I do. Hey, I ran a marathon last time I did one of these. I decided I wanted to do a marathon, and I ran one, and I didn't run 2 steps for 2 years after it.
Reese Cup Easter bunnies are not fasting allowed.
We're going to start after Easter.
Oh, my goodness.
God. Let me ask my question to David. He's my fasting expert.
I'll be quiet.
What was I going to say? But what happens to muscle? Not that I have a lot. I don't have any to spare. Do you keep the fat, or does the fat burning and you lose? I mean, I don't want to be scrawnier.
Well, I mean, I was always very fit anyway. In my 20s and 30s, I had 3% body fat. So,
Hold on. Say it again, David.
Okay. Well, I had 3% body fat.
Dang.
So, I was... I've always been slender, athletic built, and used to run a lot.
Right.
And so, for me, I dropped just a matter of just maybe 2, 3, 4 pounds during that time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, someone who isn't in that physical condition would probably drop considerably more.
Did you keep working out, or did you just say, okay, I'm fasting, that's all I'm doing? Did you keep running and working out?
I did some cardio, and that was it. I didn't do any heavy lifting or anything like that when I was, during that time. But I can tell you, when you come out of that kind of a fast, too, you have to slowly bring yourself off of it over a week or two. Because if you gorge yourself after you come off a fast you just absolutely feel sluggish and like you just want to sleep all the time.
See, I feel that way now. David, I will let y'all know when I decide to start doing this, when I'm getting prepared, so you can call back and give me some more updates. We appreciate